An experimental cancer treatment has won a rare endorsement from the Tennessee legislature, even though lawmakers were discouraged from weighing in. The General Assembly is requiring the state's insurance plan to cover proton therapy, which benefits one company building a treatment center in Franklin. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports.
Proton therapy is hyper-targeted radiation. The selling point is that it could help cancer patients avoid getting beamed on body parts where they don't need it. But it still costs a fortune, and private insurance usually doesn't cover it. Provision Health Services admits this is why its only treatment center is running at half capacity, even as it builds a second in Franklin. So the Knoxville-based company has been lobbying the state insurance plan, which covers 300,000 government workers and teachers. The state has resisted. Lawmakers were the last resort, and at a hearing, State Benefits Director Lori Lee warned them not to intervene.
I think it's a dangerous precedent putting in statute to cover something that's experimental, investigational, that down the road may prove out to have dangerous side effects.
Rather than experimental, Provision calls the therapy state-of-the-art, and the biggest names in cancer treatment are using it, Mayo Clinic and St. Jude. The scientific debate aside, a handful of Republican lawmakers have fought the idea on principle. Representative Michael Curcio of Dixon voted no.
This bill, in my opinion, is a mandate.
The company's CEO, Tom Welch, endured multiple days of questioning, but ended up with a legislative win that he hopes to build on.
If the state's largest employer thinks it's important and is willing to do it, and the legislator thinks it's important, then we're hopeful that other companies realize they can do it and will think it's important.
Still, the coverage for state workers and teachers isn't totally a done deal. Governor Bill Haslam opposed the measure and has not said whether he'll sign it into law, but he's also not been known for using his veto pen. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.